Hey there, Successful Mama. It's your friend, Patricia Sung. Well, you are getting raw and unedited Patricia this week because I want to fill you in on what's been going on behind the scenes, and I don't want to do all the fancy editing because that is not the mood I'm in. I am on my cycle this week. This is like a let's make things happen in the easiest format possible because I'm doing the minimum, but I couldn't keep this any longer. Like, I had to tell you, so here's where we are. This is what's going on. This morning, I was talking to my coach Hillary. I'm doing a TikTok challenge, y'all. I feel like such a newbie over there. I don't know what I'm doing. It's a hot mess. I am having fun with it, but like learning a new skill is hard. Learning a new skill is hard. So when I ask you to do new things in my courses and in the podcast, like I am also doing new things that are hard, and I feel you. I am learning a lot. I'm trying to learn to be more unpolished and just the way that I am. And this is an example. Anyways, so Hillary's asking me, like, what are some defining moments that happened in your life? And I'm like, okay, well, like, obviously when I had my first son and became a mom, you know, when I went off to school at 17. And then I start telling her about when I switched careers from being in banking and going into teaching. She's like, okay, tell me more. Well, when I was in banking, I was miserable. I hated it. It's very sales oriented, but I was selling things that I didn't believe in. Like, here I am selling credit cards to people who don't have any money. And I'm like, take out a credit card. I'm like, I feel like a horrible person. I am a fabulous salesperson when I need to be, but like, if I don't believe in it, I can only stick with it so long. And I'm like, you know what? We need to talk about this more. Like, when we are really struggling at work, it is really hard. We struggle to work for others, especially when we don't believe in what we're doing. And I was just miserable. I knew I needed change. And I'm like, I'm going to go be a middle school teacher. And I put my 2 weeks notice, or not sorry, not my 2 weeks notice. I put in my 2 month notice at work at the beginning of the summer. And I let my new boss, who I was not a fan of, and she clearly did not like me either. I'm like, hey, I just want to let you know, I'm going to go into teaching in the fall. I wanted to give you enough notice to find a replacement because I know you're new and I didn't want to leave you hanging. So, you know, just so you know, in August, I'm going to be teaching. Well, she didn't like me. So she went and talked to her boss and then comes back and the two of them are like, hey, we just want to let you know that we're taking this as your 2 week notice. So you've been working a week since you gave the notice. So you have one more week of work and then we're letting you go on your way. And I was crushed, like just crushed, because I felt like I was getting fired. Even though I told them I was leaving, like the fact that they would like rather like suffer along than take the help that I graciously extended was like a severe stab in the gut. RSD trauma written all over it, right? And although I was like super miserable, I realized like, well, now I have 6 weeks before I start teaching. Like, what am I going to do? Well, in full ADHD impulsivity, I decided to pack through Spain for 3 weeks. Obviously. As I'm telling Hillary this story, she's like, that's amazing. Like, most people wouldn't be that happy-go-lucky about it. Like, they would have just, like, drowned in a puddle of tears. And I was like, oh, do not be at all deluded that I wasn't crushed. I was so sad. I literally cried in the airport on my way to Spain. I called he's now my husband, but at the time, my boyfriend. I'm like crying my face off. Like, how am I going to go to Spain for 3 weeks by myself? Like, I've lost my mind. This is a terrible decision. Also, like, I'm so sad about work. Like, felt basically like I got fired. And like, I was just a puddle of mush. Like, it was not a good time. Like, on the surface, that story sounds happy-go-lucky, but like, I was miserable. But then I look back and I'm like, at least I was miserable in Spain. Because I got unmiserable real quick. It was a beautiful experience. And I'm so glad I did it. And like, really, at any other point in my life, am I just gonna like drop everything I'm doing and go to Spain for 3 weeks? No, I have kids. Can't do that. So, I mean, I guess I could take them with me, but still, responsibility. A vacation is not a vacation when you take kids. It's a trip. Anyways, before I get on that soapbox. So bringing it back around to the point is that Hillary, who's also an ADHD mom, and I had a really good bonding moment over being miserable at work, because like, that's why she left her last job and started her own business. Like finding the silver lining in a really sucky situation. And talking about like, we have to share these stories. We have to share all of these heartaches. Like, when we're vulnerable, this is where we grow. Like, this is where we make connections. This is where we have relationships and build friendships. It's not when everything's totally fine and we see their, you know, people's Instagram feed of gorgeous photos that we connect with people. I mean, you will some, but where we truly connect with people is when we talk about our struggles. And like, this just made me realize, like, I can't hold on to this anymore. Like, I gotta tell you now. I want so much for us to have a true community of women. Like, that's why I love our Wednesday Q&A meetings for the courses, because every Wednesday I get to spend 30 minutes with you and hang out and talk about things and like figure out how we can be happy being moms and having ADHD. Like, how do we make this happen in real life? Like, that's the beauty of that. And I want that in person too. So I have been working behind the scenes for not very long, also ADHD. I'm like, I think this needs to happen now. And at first, it like totally wasn't coming together and I was getting kind of frustrated. And then everything fell into place in the last week. I've signed contracts. I've made plans. I've made appointments. And mama, you are coming to Houston. We are having an all-inclusive luxury weekend retreat, a getaway for moms with ADHD for us to spend time together, take a breath from our responsibilities and relax and be with our people and build those friendships and feel understood. Like, I cannot wait to hug you and see you and you be a real person in front of me and see your face and for us to be together. Now I'm getting teary-eyed. This community that we need together is so important. And I want to help bring this forward. I never thought I was going to do this because actually the girls in Time Management Mastery asked me to do this like sometime last winter when they were like overwhelmed by 10 feet of snow and just tired of life and the panini and all the stuff. And they were like, we should just go away for the weekend together. And I was like, that sounds amazing. Also, I don't want to plan that. Like, too much work. That feels too overwhelming. I cannot. Sorry, I cannot. Sounds great. I cannot. And this little niggle has just been like in my heart of like, Patricia, you need to do this. Patricia, you need to do this. I've had multiple people saying, Patricia, you need to do that. Like, when I would mention like offhandedly about it, they're like, why aren't you doing that? You've got to do this. Like, this matters. And so finally I'm like, maybe I do need to do this. And thank goodness my very neurotypical and organized husband used to organize corporate retreats for his work all the time. And he's like, Patricia, I will work out a lot of the logistics for you. Like, you tell me what you want to do and we'll make it happen. So bless his heart, he is the one chasing down all the people and negotiating the contracts for me, because that's the part I don't want to do. It's all come together in a week. Like, this was meant to be in a week. Who organizes a whole retreat for a bunch of women in a week? Apparently me and my husband. Can't make sure I give him credit because otherwise he gets irritated. So don't want to downplay his help here. I cannot wait to see you in October. Now, not only is this an all-inclusive weekend, like, I'm literally planning everything for you. You don't have to do anything once you get here. You figure out how to get here, you arrive at the hotel, and then I will take it all from here. I'm taking care of your meals, I'm taking care of your activities, I'm taking care of your hotel. You don't have to do any planning once you walk in the door of that hotel. I will handle it. This is the level, when I say all-inclusive, it's all-inclusive, including the thought work, including the planning. So we are going to stay at the Hilton of Americas, which is a beautiful 4-star luxury hotel downtown. It's right off Discovery Green. And I have all the meals planned. Like, I want to give you a taste of Houston. Houston is literally the most diverse city in the U.S. And we have so many people of all over the world here in Houston. I want you to have a taste of what is now my hometown. I know I grew up in the Midwest, but I've been here longer now, so this is now my hometown, sort of. And I want you to have a taste of what this city means to me, and we will do that through our food. We're gonna spend time together on Friday, hanging out, eating dinner, spending time together. We're gonna get together on Saturday. Also, reminder, Patricia, not edited. Okay, it's okay. Saturday morning, we're gonna get together, learn about our brains in a way that is ADHD friendly. We're going to have an awesome lunch, a super fun activity together. We're going to have plenty of time also for like resting and relaxing. Like, if you want to go chill in your room for 2 hours, cool. You have time for that. A fab dinner on Saturday and hanging out time. And then you will get up on Sunday refreshed and make your way home. Now, this is a small group of women because I want us to get to know each other. I want you to feel that connection. And also, you're probably like, Patricia, I don't know any of these people. That sounds scary. Yeah, I know. I'm just planned a whole retreat for a bunch of people I don't know in real life. I mean, I know you, but I don't know you, right? Okay, I get this, right? Scary. But I know that the women in my community are amazing. Like, these women are so welcoming. Like, you show up on Wednesday and you feel like these are your people. I don't know if we've ever made it through a whole session without somebody getting a little teary-eyed between realizing, like, life is hard and also these people get me. Like, when a mama shares about how hard something is that she's dealing with and you can see on the Zoom screen, all the other moms are, like, nodding along and being like, yes, I get it. I feel you. Like, this happens to me too. Like, that right there gives me hope that I know this is going to be an amazing weekend because of you. You showing up is what's making it amazing. Now, I know you're also thinking, like, Patricia, I don't know how I'm going to make this work. How am I going to get away from my family for the weekend? Like, yes, we do have to do some planning ahead of time and figure out how it's all going to go down before we leave. But I want you to remember that you matter too. You are on the priority list too. You are part of the family. And we always spend all this, like, mental energy and heartache taking care of everybody else. But we matter too. Mom matters too. You matter too. And taking this weekend away to focus on learning about how your brain works, building connections with women who understand and aren't going to judge you for stuff. Like, those things matter. To be able to sleep in your very own hotel room with nobody kicking you at 2 a.m., those things matter. You matter, mama. And I want to see you in Houston on October 7th through 9th. We're going to have a fabulous time. You're going to go to my website. You're going to sign up, buy your retreat ticket, figure out how you're getting here. Plane, train, bike, automobile, doesn't matter. You just show up at that hotel by Friday afternoon in time to go to dinner, and I'm taking care of the rest for you. The website is, should have looked this up before I said it, oh, hold on, patriciasung.com/ADHD-mom-retreat. And if you can't remember all that, just go to my website, patriciasung.com or motherhoodandadhd.com, and it'll be up in the menu. But just in case, patriciasung.com/ADHD-mom-retreat. Book your ticket. Come see me in Houston. Let's meet. Let's hang out. We're going to have an amazing time together. So go snag your ticket. Ooh, and do it before August 8th because that's when the early bird pricing is. I got to confirm all the stuff. So August 8th is the last day for the early bird pricing. Sign up before then. Go do it. Don't forget. Just do it now while you're thinking about it because, you know, things happen. We get distracted. Go do it now. And I will see you in October here in Houston. I'll talk to you soon, successful mama.